On your website, you say you want 100 new officers to alleviate our public safety challenges. I'd love to hear more about what those challenges are for you and what you think that 100 new officers will do to alleviate that problem.
Thank you. Well, first of all, we're understaffed right now. So a minimum of 100 new officers in order to be adequately staffed. I have a unique set of experiences when it comes to law enforcement. As an alderman, I've been handcuffed twice unfairly. I've had a cousin who's been shot and killed by the police. I've had a nephew that was shot and killed by somebody that looks like him. So I'm very sensitive to public safety. What I want to do as mayor is make sure that our police department is organized in a way that they're effective and efficient at doing their jobs. I want to make sure that every neighborhood has bike patrols and foot patrols. Right now, they're only in certain neighborhoods, and that's not fair, because so many people that I represent feel like no one really cares about them. You don't see the police officers enough. And if we do more community engagement with our police department, people will start to feel safe. They would be more connected. When I was growing up, we had officer friendly in school. So there was a good relationship between police and the community. And you kind of knew your police officers. They were around. You could talk to them. Right now, response time is long. We need to shorten our response time. And we need to make sure that we're connecting with our community in a way that they feel better. Sometimes it's just perception.
Right. And I guess I just wonder, like, to return to that original question, like, what the challenges are, from what I understand, is like lack of community engagement and then like violence. And then those police officers being in those spaces will, just by virtue of community building, like, help alleviate that.
Absolutely. The more you see police officers, the less likely you are to commit a crime. But it's bigger than just that. We have to rebuild our communities. When you have communities that I represent that is full of slum and blight, that's severely distressed, and no one's really giving it the adequate attention and resource that it deserves, it's a recipe for disaster. It's a recipe for criminal activity.